Coming up next for the Ravens, it's the San Diego Chargers. The Ravens have had great success against teams from the AFC West and the NFC West, 9-1 combined since John Harbaugh arrived 5 years ago. Sam Cook is our guest on Ravens One-on-One. Sam, when you play teams like the Chargers out West, you saw, I know, a year ago, but they're not in your division. You don't know them as well. It seems like you're going halfway around the world to fly to San Diego. There is a different feel to those games. It doesn't feel like it does when you're playing Cincinnati or Cleveland or Pittsburgh from our perspective. How about from yours?
You know, from our perspective, we look at it as just, you know, it's the next game in where we're trying to head. So we try to take every game, whether, you know, regardless of who it is, we take it to go out there and we're trying to win. And, you know, I know the whole traveling is a little different just because we got to go out there a little earlier, which makes it a little bit different, you know, than a standard week. But we look at it just as it's another game. We're going to go out there, execute the way we can. That way we can come home and be 9-2.
Have some tweets for Sam as they're brought to you by AskAMarilynMason.com. And Sam, one of the first ones comes up. Okay, this is obviously a Cornhusker fan. It said, could you ask Sam who's the better punter / kicker for the Huskers? Him, Alex Henry, or Brett Maher?
Well, I'd have to say me.
There you go.
You know, regardless.
And you were the second guy in as many years to come out of Nebraska and land in the NFL because it was a former Bengal.
Yep.
Who was
Kyle Larson.
Kyle Larson, who came out first, and then you came out. When you came out of college, you were a sixth-round draft pick. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you were hoping you would make it, and presuming, I guess, as a draft pick, did you even wildly consider the kind of success you would have as a player and the success the team you would be a part of was going to have?
Not, you know, I knew the type of defense and the type of team that we had here in Baltimore. You know, as far as the success, I did not think my success would come that. I knew I had the drive. I knew I had the work. But I knew there was a lot of things missing in my punt game that could have easily put me out on the streets after my second year. But, you know, thanks. I give a lot of thanks to not only Jerry Rosberg, but Randy coming in and kind of, first of all,
Randy Brown, the kicking specialist.
Yes, showing me a few things that really basically enhanced my game to the next level.
Sounds a lot like golf in that a few technique changes can mm-hmm. make dramatic impact when the game's on the line.
Absolutely. You know, I learned punting basically after my dad had showed me how to punt a ball. And after that, it basically was all self-taught. Never went to any camps or anything like that. So when it was time and Jerry finally showed me a new hold, it made a world of difference.
And I think that's one of the things Jerry Rosberg doesn't get nearly enough credit for. He is quite the technician, not just the coordinator.
He is. You know, he may say that he doesn't know a whole lot about punting and kicking. That's why we have Randy Brown. But he understands it. And when we have things that we're really doing well, he wants to know why. If we have things that, you know, might not be doing as well as they should be, he wants to know why. So he's in the middle of every detail and wants to be a part of it because that's the way Jerry is.